We previously learned that food that's eaten before the suda, not from that food that's eating after you're washed. So, under normal circumstances, everything in the meal is tofel to the bread, because that's what a suda is. You have the bread and you have the main courses. But we will see the certain side courses that are not there just to fill you up, and in certain circumstances, you have to make a separate bracha on them before you eat them. So, Eilu Dvarim Boi Machmas HaSuda, the Hainu Dvarim Shedech L'Kvar Suda Leim, Lapes Behemes HaPas, these are things that you eat together with the bread. The classic form of eating together with the bread is that you dip the bread in it, or you put it on the bread. It happens to include anything that you eat to satiate yourself is part of the format of a regular meal. So, for example, Basta, Dogin, Beitzen, Yerokas, Gvina, Daisa, Mine Meluchim, meat, fish, eggs, vegetables, cheese, porridge, salted items. I feel Oichlin Beloy Pas, even though you don't eat them together with the bread itself. In other words, you wash on the bread, you ate some bread, and then afterwards you get the rest of the meal. Ain't into the bracha lefneyen, the Birus HaMosen put Chosen. They don't eat the bracha beforehand because they're covered by the Birus HaMosen. And they don't need a bracha afterwards because Birus HaMosen put Chosen. Beforehand, the Birus HaMosen put Chosen. The Birus HaMosen that you said covers the first bracha and the after bracha with Birchas HaMozalim. Shabu says, what happens in a case where a person does not want to eat bread, just a little bit, so he should pater all the other brachas? So he says, it's a whole question if that works, because since you are not eating the bread as being the main part of the meal, it's just something for an issue of patering everything else, maybe they won't be considered tuffle to it. On the other hand, maybe it is, because whenever you have bread in the beginning of the meal, automatically everything is tuffle to it. So the ma'isa, this is not recommended to pater the bracha of everything by a little bit of bread. If you only plan to eat a very small amount of bread, then it's preferable before you start, make a bracha on all the different types of brachas you're going to have to make during the meal. That way you covered all the brachas. Mishra Brura does say, though, that if it's on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that over there, it's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis, then one kezayis is enough, it's choshev, and everything is tough for that. Kezayis is a bare minimum for Suda Shabbos. The mice in the Shulchan over there says one should try to eat at least a kebetza and even more than that. If it happens to be an item that you're eating which is not part of the meal that's satiating you, it's not part of the main body of the meal which is eaten with bread, but it is things that you eat just to have good flavor in your mouth, or dessert, or whatever it is. For example, figs and grapes and other type of fruit. So these are things that are made as a dessert or before the meal, not to satiate the person. So since they're not part of the main body of the meal, then they're not covered by the hamotzi. Mishabrua paskins, even if they were cooked, also the bread doesn't cover them because they're not shy to the bread. This depends on the norms of people. Today there's different types of things that are served, made out of fruit that are served with the main course. Those are definitely covered. And the Mishabrua, the Shitasa, he's saying that even if you cook these fruit together with meat, there's certain achorina and mashma, you have to make a bracha on them because they're not tough to the meat. But Mamaisa, and that the Chayodim already said, and that's the minig, that anything that's cooked with any of the main courses, even though it has fruit in it, the fruit is tough to that. Yeah. So the bottom line is, if you're eating it as part of the meal that is satiating you, or you're eating it as a dessert type of thing, which is not part of the Nikur meal. The Mishabrua, inside the Mishabrua itself, says that fruit that's coming just as a dessert, you do make a bracha on the fruit, even if it's like a comfort that's cooked. There's a whole discussion whether the Chavetz Chaim was choyzeboy from that or not. Everybody has their versions and different stories about it. The Sturmberg brings from the Brit Gerov that he didn't make a bracha on the comfort. He ate it with a little bit of bread beforehand. This is all kind of different versions of what the Chavetz Chaim really meant and what he did. And as far as, like we're saying, if it's part of every meal has, or the average meal has that, it's part of the meal. So it's part of the satiating, not just somebody eating for the pleasure afterwards. And the Mishnah Berurah is time to eat raw vegetables, was also considered something that they eat raw cucumbers. Today for sure, it's part of the main meal. So, that's the things that are not part of the meal itself, certain types of desserts. If you eat them during the meal, and you're not eating them mamish together with the bread, then you have to make a bracha rishayin on them. You have ice cream at the end of the meal. You have to make a bracha on that. We'll discuss more of this next.